From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan are sharing defeat following the collapse of the Republican Party's controversial American health care bill. Mr. Trump asked Republican lawmakers to withdraw the bill to replace President Obama's signature Affordable Care Act shortly before a scheduled vote Friday, citing there were not enough votes to pass the measure. After blaming Democrats for the Republican bill's collapse, the president then appeared to strike a different tone.
I know some of the Democrats, and they're good people. I honestly believe the Democrats will come to us and say, look, let's get together and get a great health care bill or plan that's really great for the people of our country. And I think that's going to happen.
Some Americans believe the health care bill would have had a different outcome if Republicans and Democrats worked together.
The whole point is to hear both sides and come together. And that's where I'm most frustrated with our government, because I don't think they're doing that thing. It seems to be an either or and two sides, when it should be more of hearing both sides and coming to some sort of compromise.
I know it will come back. I feel a little bit more relaxed today after they did not come to a vote, so the status quo will be in effect for a while.
Despite heavy pressure from the White House and the Speaker, conservative Republicans opposed the Republican plan because they felt that it did not go far enough. However, moderates say they opposed it because they feared too many Americans would lose their health insurance. This is VOA News. Key U.S. lawmakers are at odds over halting progress in their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The latest skirmish sparked is by the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee's abrupt cancellation of an open hearing set to feature top intelligence officials. Word of the change ignited a round of criticism from congressional Democrats, who pointed out that FBI Director James Comey and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers had already testified. During the hearing, Comey confirmed for the first time officials are investigating possible connections between President Donald Trump's campaign team and Russia. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will meet with members of the NATO alliance next week, following criticism over his initial decision to skip a NATO foreign minister's meeting. State Department officials say Tillerson will meet NATO members on March 31st in Brussels. Foreign ministers from NATO countries were originally scheduled to gather in Brussels on April 5th and 6th. It is not clear the new meeting will replace the April dates earlier this week. Tillerson's office said he would not be able to attend the meeting in April of the 28-member alliance, raising fears about the U.S. administration's commitment to NATO. The U.S. State Department has asked American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. A series of directives also instructs U.S. diplomatic posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or of having been an Islamic State group-controlled areas. Even if the applicant otherwise qualifies for a visa, those identified as meeting the criteria would require additional scrutiny, leading to a possible visa denial. A Syrian monitoring group says at least 16 people have died from airstrikes in a prison in northwestern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday prisoners and staff were killed fleeing airstrikes in the rebel-held city of Idlib, and some were shot by prison staff. Idlib is an opposition stronghold where Russian warplanes have been known to carry out strikes in support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. With the fight between Iraqi forces and Islamic State intensifying in the narrow streets of western Mosul, IS fighters are changing their suicide tactics in hopes of causing large numbers of casualties among civilians and troops. IS militants are predominantly using belts laden with explosives to stop enemy advances, as fighting in concentrated alcoves and alleyways, where IS's known method of using suicide bombs is not possible. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.